I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Fierce and fearless. We're in pursuit of the truth. If you don't like the truth, you're in the wrong place. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, a police chase took a run across the Mackinac Bridge, and a suspect made a 40-mile escape route. But in the end, well, he fought the law, and, well, you know, the law won. Number two, the FBI, speaking of the law, moving quietly and quickly to clear suspects from the January 6th insurrection of, well, insurrection, sedition, and conspiracy. Well, what are they being charged with? We'll talk about that. And number one, a huge political stunt from a guy who helped get Joe Biden elected. A huge political stunt. I don't know what else to call this. Congressman Peter Meyer flying to Kabul, Afghanistan with another member of Congress. Makes this unscheduled visit to the Kabul, to the airport there to see what's going on. Not scheduled, not ordained, and yet he made this move during the frantic efforts to get everybody out of there. He went with Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, which is nice. In the meantime, Seth Moulton voted in favor of a $3.5 trillion spending plan that has not been outlined or written. But these two want to go pal around and play army man in Afghanistan. What a joke. They made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. I don't know how you pull that off. And I don't know how you call it anything but a political stunt. They said in a joint statement they went to conduct oversight on the mission to evacuate Americans and our allies. The trip had been conducted in secret to minimize the risk and disruption to the people on the ground. What are you talking about? As members of Congress, we have a duty to provide oversight. Listen to me, Congressman Meyer. Your first vote, your very first vote as a member of Congress was to impeach President Donald Trump on a bogus charge that somehow he had incited a riot on January the 6th. You, sir, are one of the reasons that Joe Biden is president at all. You, sir, are one of the reasons we have this complete meltdown in Kabul, Afghanistan right now. Because the difference between what Donald Trump put in place as an exit plan and the Biden administration's exit plan is that at least Donald Trump had one. It came with benchmarks. It came with parameters. It came with guidelines. It wasn't just a date. Certain provisions had to be met or we would stay longer. If Donald Trump were president today, this wouldn't be happening the way it is at all. And this trip, ostensibly a typical congressional fact-finding mission, blindsided House leadership and the Armed Services Committee, according to senior Democratic aides, as well as the White House. One U.S. official characterized the visit as an unhelpful distraction. Actually, I would say that any distraction would be helpful for the Biden administration. Any distraction would be helpful to them right now. But Peter Meyer pulling a clown move like that, and that's a clown move. They flew in, they flew out. What did they accomplish? Anything? No. They took up two seats on a plane that could have been held by Americans. Of course, the seats aren't full because there is no plan. Unannounced arrival of politicians in the middle of a war, it's a joke. An absolute joke. One Democratic member of Congress, Sarah Jacobs of California, also on the Armed Services Committee, said this of her Republican and Democrat colleagues. Whether it's Haiti or Afghanistan, taking up space in a disaster zone for your own ego helps no one. Well, look, bipartisan. We've got some bipartisanship here. Congressman Meyer, put your ego on a leash, would you please? We don't need your stunts, your political stunts. We've seen enough of that already. For example, that vote to impeach Donald Trump, another political stunt that didn't go very well. And you, sir, have blood on your hands because you, sir, helped elect Joe Biden. Speaking of Joe Biden, I've never seen anything like it. You haven't either. His approval ratings have dropped 10 points in a week. It's the Taliban calling the shots, by the way. And because of that, it is a collapsing and failing event and failing effort. There was no plan here. There is no plan here. The brand new USA Today Suffolk poll finds overall approval for Joe Biden at 41% lower than Donald Trump. Lower than Donald Trump. Mind-blowing, isn't it? That after just 7 months, Joe Biden is less popular than Donald Trump. Now, Trump wasn't popular because of his mouth and the way he did things. I mean, it's fair to say. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. He was despised for the way he treated some people. But Joe Biden is despised because he's completely and utterly incompetent. Whether it's the border or Afghanistan or the economy, he is utterly incompetent. No question about it. So 41% is where he stands overall. 55% disapprove of his behavior. That's true in both the USA Today poll and the Rasmussen poll. 55% disapprove of his behavior. Last week, most of the polls showed him at 50% or above, so that's a 10-point drop in a week. 26% approve of his handling of the Afghan withdrawal. I'd like to meet those folks. I'd like to know if they've been awake for the last week. 39% approve of his handling of the economy. That's going to get worse. And the only thing that keeps him remotely in the game, according to Dave Paleologos of the Suffolk Political Research Center, is his approval on handling the pandemic. Otherwise, he'd be in the 30s right now. He'd be in the 30s. And getting worse. At any rate, Peter Meyer, shame on you. Issue an apology to all the people that your ego had to rub up against. Nobody's impressed. Nobody's impressed at all. 14 after. Let's see. Coming up, we've got Ron Rademacher, which means I get to take a deep cleansing breath and talk about beer and burgers and other things that make me feel better. How about you? All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Did you know that other rust-proofing companies drill holes in your doors when applying their products, which, oddly enough, can cause more rust problems down the road? Linex of Lansing doesn't believe that more holes will protect your vehicle. Instead, we use our painstakingly careful and thorough process that uses an atomizing application method. So this is not your generic undercoating application. It's a complete rust-blocking solution for the rust-prone areas of your vehicle. We also carry a lifetime warranty on vehicles 90 days old and newer. And remember, we're not just bed liners and truck accessories. We are your rust-proofing and undercoating specialists. So protect your vehicle the right way the first time with Linex of Lansing. Visit LinexOfLansing.com or call Linex of Lansing at 517-394-1222. Linex of Lansing, 517-394-1222.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.